We are into the live interview segment now, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Brendan Sonny is here. Lots of smiles, lots of happiness. Congratulations. You've clinched the Eastern Conference and the East Division. Nicely done.
Thank you.
your team really did an excellent job tonight. Outside of maybe the first 10 minutes in the second period, I thought that was a pretty darn complete game.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty hard overall. I thought there was a lot of good things. There was some times in our end, but even then, like, we kept them to the outside and defended pretty well. You know, I don't even know how many shots we gave up, but I just thought we defended
18.
Well. 18. I think we just defended well again, even when it was kind of dangerous, which is great.
Igor Sidorov, what can you say about him?
A billion things.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I thought that he just worked. We all see the skill. We all see the amazing plays he makes. We all see the shot. We all see it on his stick for 2 minutes straight in the offensive zone. And that's awesome. I mean, that talent level is, he's one of the most talented junior players I've ever seen or coached. But that doesn't make a complete player. You have to defend. You have to stop and start. You have to forecheck. You have to backcheck. Like, you have to do all those other things at the next level, right? Maybe in the NHL you start at the fourth line and have to work your way up as a young kid. And if you're not going to do those things, then you'll never be able to work your way up. So tonight I thought we got everything from him. I thought we got the beautiful goals. I thought we got the offense and the talent. And he backchecked, man, and he forechecked, and he just worked, and I'm just really proud of him.
It's his fifth hat trick of the season. It was a natural hat trick. The stat that I've quoted that you may not know about yet, he's got 194 career points as a Blade, which is two more than Matthew Stransky had, which was the previous holder of the most points by a European player in Blades franchise history. That's really something. I mean, they both played the same amount of time, three seasons worth, and in a day where it's tougher maybe to score than it was, say, 12, 13 years ago, Igor Sidorov does it.
I don't know what you want me to say now, but that's again, that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's good enough for you to say. I appreciate that.
Yeah, with a couple lines, the Kibble-White line and the Volotovsky line, it seems like, scoring aside, it seems that every night they go out, they have the role, and they're net positives every night where they just go out, get momentum, work down low, and are very, very, very defensively responsible too.
Yeah. Hockey's funny in a few ways. Your top offensive players, your top point producers are always your highest turnover guys. And that can cost you. Like, that can cost you momentum or, you know, shifts in your end. And so those guys, almost like Tampa Bay, if you watched when they were winning their cups, when they wanted to slow the game down, they did. And when they didn't have momentum, they had guys like Patrick Maroon, for example, that would just go out there and get the momentum back. And those guys do that. They really do. Like, we could be in our end for a couple minutes and, hey, Volo, you guys are up. Like, you know what we need. And they say, yeah, we know. We need some offensive zone time. And same with the Kibble-White line. So it's very important for the flow and connectivity of the game to be able to, you know, be in your end for a couple minutes and then just turn that and turn it on its head and get in their end.
Yeah, Vegas fourth line last year, too, when they won the cup. And, I mean, you look at your defense right now and it just seems like a really good mix back there of six, seven guys. And I want to single out Morgan Tassa tonight, the quick up he makes on the Sidorov goal, and it seems like with him he's making very good defensive plays and using a side, but also has added that kind of quick first pass element to his game too.
Yeah, I mean, as I've said before, we just don't give up a ton. It's not like it's a old west sling shooter type game. It's just really not who we are, and you know, we can play that type of game, but it's not who we are. We defend really well, and I think our goals against reflect that.
I asked this question to Marty Murray prior to the game. I'll ask it to you now kind of in reverse, now that you have clinched first place. I asked Marty who he thought about playing against in the first round of the playoffs should they make it, be it a Saskatoon or a Swift Current or a Moose Jaw or somebody like that. Do you think now about who you might possibly face in the first round as far as preferences or who might give you trouble or anything like that?
I'm really not that type of person.
Okay.
That's just really not who I am. I think that feeds into anxiety or, like, I don't suffer imagined troubles.
Mm.
I don't play that game of, like, if this, if that, if that. I just take it as it comes.
Okay.
I don't really do that. That's just not who I am.
Cool.
And it is, it's kind of jammed up down there. So, I mean, it really could be anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe if it gets more clear, it'll shift to that a little bit. But right now, honestly, we accomplished one goal, and it took 63 games, and that's the longest of the goals. And now the goals that we have, we still have four more.
Yes.
And so the next one we're shifting to is Scotty Monroe, and we have 5 games to do that. So the goals will get shorter and shorter and more intense and more intense, and that's where we're shifting right now.
Was your dog Hazel here tonight?
She was not. my wife is at home with Lowen and putting her down, and that's where Hazel is. But I took her on a walk this afternoon. It's not like I
yeah, no, you didn't ignore her completely. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How are the dogs? Did you happen to notice any of the pups in the crowd tonight looking around?
I know I wasn't supposed to, but during that one TV timeout, I was doing the lookalikes. I was watching that because I thought that was adorable. So I struggled not to be watching that.
Good. Coach, congratulations on winning the East Division and the Eastern Conference and the game tonight. All the best on Friday against Moose Jaw.
Thanks.
Brendan Sonny, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.